During the meeting, the Minister for Finance attended upon the House and presented the budget statement and economic policy of the government for the 2016 financial year. The House had only 5 weeks to scrutinize and approve the budget, compelling the House to sit beyond the prescribed hours to be able to scrutinize all the sector estimates and approve same by the House. I wholeheartedly commend my colleagues for sacrificing, for enduring to sit for such long hours in order to pass the appropriation bill. Mr. Speaker, as we endeavor to deepen good governance, it is important that Parliament is given adequate time and opportunity to scrutinize the budget. Government should ensure that the budget is presented to Parliament not later than the first week in November, in order that Parliament will have at least 7 weeks to debate the budget and scrutinize the sector estimates. Mr. Speaker, the best practice is that Parliament be given 3 months. That is the best practice recommended internationally.
In the course of this meeting, the majority NDC members had their primaries for their parliamentary candidates. There have been casualties, Mr. Speaker, as there were when we in the MPP had our own. Mr. Speaker, given the high attrition rate that is occasioned by these primaries, it is my considered opinion that the various political parties, in particular the two major parties, MPP and NDC, may have to do serious introspection on the way forward in ensuring that the very experienced and knowledgeable members of Parliament are continued in the life Parliament, to give life to Parliament as an institution. Mr. Speaker, our own resource is not known in any of the established democracies, and that is most unhelpful to the growth of our Parliament.
Honourable members, I'm also in consultation with the leadership of the House and the clerk, so that sometime early next year we'll be able to hold a workshop for the whole House to discuss and improve upon our performance in certain specific areas. I know that the various caucuses have been holding workshop, but it is important to hold a workshop for the whole House in certain areas that have been identified by the leadership of the House that needs improvement. Honourable members, you can see that a specific legislative software has been installed on each of the computer consoles on your respective tables, enabling you to access various parliamentary papers while in the House. These include other papers, votes and proceedings, and other documents. The facility is also intended to enable you to express your vote electronically if required. The acquisition and installation of this equipment and software is purpose-driven and strategic. In addition to enhancing your efficiency, effectiveness and convenience, it aims principally at reducing to the barest minimum the volume and cost of stationery and printing items. Accordingly, at the commencement of the next session of the House in 2016, only a limited number of procedural papers will be printed for the conduct of business in the House. These limited copies printed will be for purposes of laying of papers and caucus consultations. Honorable members will be required to, as much as possible, use the electronic facilities made available to you on your respective tables to access procedural papers necessary for your work in the House. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year in advance. On this note, that this House then stands adjourned.